Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this edition of Farmer's Guidebook, we wrap up our stop over in Westmoreland by looking at the sheen, one of the parish's focus crops. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
We restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to another, the one down below. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been a life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
The sheen is sometimes called taro, edo, or malanga. It is a tall-growing tropical plant that resembles the ornamental elephant ear plant and the coco yam. The main production areas for the crop are Portland, St. James, St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine, and Westmoreland. And it's no wonder farmers in the West are being encouraged to plant the sheen as a priority crop.
It's a six-month crop, and carry a lot of weight. So if a farmer decides to go into it, that year she can make some money from it. We make sure that we provide the linkages for them in terms of buyers. So for example, we have a number of exporters around. So we give them a list of the name of the farmers who are engaged in production. What time is expected to come into production so they can have a close and monitor with them.
RADA's acting manager for the parish, Harold Allen. There are two types of dasheen, dryland and wetland. Wetland dasheen is basically grown in wet areas and, as the name suggests, dry land grown in dry areas. The difference between the two is that the wetland dasheen produces many basal suckers, which are broken off during reaping, leaving open eyes that are prone to spoilage, while the dryland dasheen produces few of these basal suckers and therefore are not prone to spoil as easily. As a result, exporters prefer the dryland dasheen. However, whichever type you are planting, the planting material must be properly prepped.
We tend to prepare it by cleaning the lower leaves so that when it goes down into the ground, it does not have much thing to rot before it starts to bear. So we ensure that we have a clean surface when we plant it in the field so that the growth of the tuber can come in very quickly.
After prepping comes planting, then fertilization to boost production.
And the fertilizer that we use is 14-20-14. And within 6-7 months, reaping will commence. And dasheen will give you approximately 8 tons to the acre.
RADA's acting manager for Westmoreland, Harold Allen. In at least 6 months' time, you will be reaping your dasheen, and some farmers may opt to export the produce. Here are some things you should know if you decide to export. Dasheen corms sold for the export trade must be free from all insects and excess soil. The end must be cut clean. All hairs and scale leaves must be removed, therefore cleaning the corm, leaving it fairly smooth and well-trimmed. The shoot must be cut off close to its base, leaving a small area of exposed corm tissue. To learn more about the requirements to export dasheen or just to get more information on what's involved in cultivating the crop, contact your RADA Parish office. The proverb for this morning is, when chicken tie up, cockroach want explanation. Translation: when a chicken is tied up, the cockroach wants an explanation. This means that when your enemies appear too feeble, friendly, or harmless, that's cause for suspicion. So be careful. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again tomorrow. We might just be in your parish as we travel across the island looking at the focus crops for each. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.